I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plan than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plan than I have found. Lord, plant my feet higher ground. I want to scale the utmost high and catch a gleam of glory bright. But still I'll pray till heaven I found. Lord, plant to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plan than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plan than I have found. Lord, plant my feet higher ground.
Amen. Well, we might sing a fast one a little bit when the saints go marching in. We'll see how the Lord will help us with that.
When the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints sing in, I'm a pilgrim and a stranger, wandering through this world of sin. on my way to that fair city, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in. Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching. Oh, I know I'll see my Savior if my life is free from sin. Heaven's door will open for me when the saints go marching. Oh, when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in. Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. When we gather round the throne and the gates are closed within. Sing glory, glory, when the saints go marching in. When the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in. Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. I am waiting for the chariot.
Always on to be in the number when the saints go marching in. Oh, praise the Lord. Do you believe that the day that the saints will be marching in, you'll be one of them?
Amen.
Oh, praise God. If you believe it, then may the Lord make it as according to how you will. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, the name of the Lord, it's a strong tower.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And the righteous do what? They runneth into it. Amen. And are safe. Amen. Amen. So this evening, I believe that even with the song that we just sang, that saints marching in, praise God. Amen. And here it said the name of the Lord is what? It's a mighty tower.
Amen.
And the righteous runneth into it, and they are safe. And this evening, I believe that we have all run into that name. That's why we are here. Amen. God, Richie, bless you for coming. And we have our precious sister here. Please, if I don't mention it well, don't be... Tisu Nyeni Kamawa. Am I correct? Somehow. And the most important thing is that our precious sister, Patience, that's a friend, and she decided to follow her to church today. You are welcome, my sister. You are part of us. Praise the Lord. Today, see all the seats are empty, but the most important thing is that he said, where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in their midst. So the most important thing is that our Lord is here.
Amen.
Praise God. And he doesn't look at the number. He looks at you, our sincerity. Praise God.
Amen.
With our humility, our broken spirit and contrite heart, that we have brought us our sacrifice, that is what he is interested in, and he will never despise.
Amen.
Amen. So many of our brethren, they are at work. Some have traveled. So, sister, next time you come and see a real full house. Praise God. And I believe this is not going to be the last time. Let's clap to welcome her. God bless you. God bless you, Richard. God bless you. As we are standing, let us turn to the reading of his word, and we shall read from Exodus. See, the song you were singing, we are marching in, amen. It's something moving, we are moving on.
Amen.
And the topic of our, I will come to that, let's read the text first. Exodus 13, 21 and 22. Exodus 13, 21 and 22. Let's hear the word of God. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of clouds to lead them the way. And by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. Amen. 22. And he took not away the pillar of cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. In the day, there's the pillar of cloud to lead them on the way. And then in the night, there is the pillar of what? Fire. To give them what? Light. So both day and night, oh hallelujah, there is always light in the house, in the children of Israel as they were moving out by night and by day. Oh, praise God. Let's bow our heads. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for this evening, Lord. We thank you for the day so far. In our homes, Lord, you have sustained us. You have kept us, Lord. Our brethren that have been to work also, Lord, you have been with them, O God. Father, we thank you for our homes. We thank you, Lord, for journey mercies you have given us from our homes and have brought us, Lord, to your presence this evening. Father, we give you all the thanks and we give you all the glory, Lord, for this privilege that, Lord, you have given to us. Father, many of our brethren are not here. We know they are at work. Some have traveled. We commit all of them into your hands, Lord. That even, Father, as we are here, we know that you are the omnipresent God. Whatever blessings we shall receive here, Lord, they will receive their portion wherever they are, Lord. So, Father, as we have read your word, God, we pray the Lord Jesus, all the inspiration and even the blessings that, Lord, go with it. Father, here we are, Lord. We want to, Father, receive them, O God, something to inspire us, Lord, to pray tonight, Lord. We thank you. We give glory to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we be seated? Oh, praise God. Yes, as I've said, we have a topic here. The result of decision. The result of decision. And this message, it was preached in, it was preached in 1955. And before the prophet preached this message, the day before, he had preached the message on the power of decision. Amen. He preached the power of decision, and then the following day, he preached what? The result of decision. Amen. And the power of decision is more or less nothing but what? A decision that you take as a Christian. And a decision any true Christian takes is to do what? Is to live his or her own way and take God's way.
Amen.
That's the only way, the only decision a true Christian will take. Praise God. That I will leave my own way and take the way of the Lord.
Amen.
You see, that's the power of decision, to take this kind of decision. Praise God. There is power behind it. Amen. And it's more or less something like what? Crossing over. To cross over. From one situation to what? To another. Amen. To cross over. And we see that all crossovers, naturally we cross over from one place to another. Amen. From a situation that we are in or a condition that we are in, we cross over to another. And most of the time, this crossover is what? We cross over for what? A better something. I don't think even any person with what? With a normal mind will ever. You are in a situation, then you cross over to a worse situation. No, sir. Praise God.
Amen.
No one will do that. Amen.
Amen.
We, all of us seated here, I don't know if there are Irish people here. Anyway, these children, they are Irish. Amen. They were born here. Praise God. But we come from what? Different parts of the world. Amen.
Amen.
And we took a decision to cross over. Amen.
Amen.
Some, because of education, see, to better your what? Your own future life. Some because of education. Some because of what? Because of marriage. They have to follow the husband, which is also in a good spirit. And some will cross over because they want what? They want to change their life, or they are looking for something better. That's why they cross over from what? From wherever they were and have come here. Amen. So every crossover is what? Moving from a situation to a better condition. Amen. So if we Christians also, we are making what? A decision to cross over. We were what? Unbelievers. Amen. And so a Christian crossing over crosses over from unbelieving life to what? To be a believer. See, you cross from unbelieving situation to what? Believing. Or you were a sinner. So now you cross over to become what? A saint. Amen.
Amen.
Or maybe you are full of doubts. Every time you are always doubting everything. But the moment you took the cross, you took Christ, you left all doubts, and now it is what? Faith.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
No more doubts. You have crossed over. Now it is what? Faith that does your everything. It is what? God said so. And that settles it. Faith knows what? One thing. God said so. And that settles it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And the final thing of a Christian crossing over from doubts to faith, from a sinner to saint, is one thing, that is, you have crossed over from death to life. You've crossed over from what? From death to life. Amen. And so, every one of us here, we made a decision to enter into what? Into the kingdom of God. That's why we are here this evening. Amen. If not, probably you might have been in one of the Guinness bars, you see. Or you might have been in a disco. But because you have taken a decision to enter into the kingdom of God, that's why you are seated here.
Amen.
Amen. Nothing brought you here because of your decision. And there is a power in that decision. Amen. Because it is life. You have moved from death to what? To life. Amen. And so from what we read, our text that we read, it was a group of people which God called them my own children, the children of Israel, moving what? From one place to another. Amen. They were moving away from Egypt. You see, they pulled all their tents from Egypt under the taskmasters. Amen. As we sing that song, oh, I love it so much. Praise God. Where is Angel's brother? He loved that song, Junior Maxwell. Amen. My tent is no more pitched down in Egypt's land. My tent is no more pitched down there in Egypt's land. You see me no more there. For I'm within another. Amen. And then you see Maxwell. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I love that song also. Amen. So we've pulled our tents from what? From Egypt. Because the... Let's read something from the prophet here. He said, I believe as the angel of the Lord, preaching 1951, said, I believe that all the old things were a type of a new to come. And when Israel was in the natural, we are in the spiritual. Amen. God leading Israel naturally was that what he is doing for us in the spiritual today. All that God did for Israel, natural, the natural way of what? Bringing them out from Egypt to the promised land. He is doing the same thing spiritually for us also. Amen. He said he's never had done hardly anything in the ages past any more than what he is doing now. That means exactly what he did in the past, he is doing the same also what to for us in this our day also. Amen. Oh, praise God. Do you love him? That he is the same. He never changes. The same yesterday, today, and forever. There is a quote about this, that he does everything the way he did it in the past. He's doing it the same thing also here. He said, our God will never what? Will never change, because what he did in the past, he is continually doing it till the end. So whatever was happening in that journey is still what? All the blessings, the privileges that the children of Israel enjoyed when they were traveling, those same privileges are there for us, brethren. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. And one thing is that when you cross over, let us now look the way how the children of Israel, when they crossed over, one thing they did seriously against God was to provoke God. Amen. They provoked God. So these are all examples for us not to follow their way. Amen. But there are examples for us to follow. People like what? Joshua and Caleb. Amen. But of the 10 elders, please let us not follow their ways, because they were full of doubts. Amen. Now, let's read something here from that message, the results of decision. So we are going to find out the results. You have made a decision. Now let's see the results of those decisions. Amen. He said, we are no longer in Egypt. In everything else we are reading in the natural, take it in the spiritual. Amen. Amen. That means you are no more in your former life. The way how you were formerly, you are not there. That is your Egypt. Praise God. That's your Egypt. You are no more Egypt. Your former life, your former ways, they are all what? Egypt. And so now the prophet said, we are no longer in Egypt. We are no longer in our what? In our former ways. We've done pulled up our tent and stakes and left. Amen. And I've come through the Red Sea. Amen. The blood of the Lord Jesus, what has it done? Listen here closely.
the blood of Jesus Christ as we go through the Red Sea. The type is what? As we have gone through what? Baptism. In the name of the Lord. Yes, sir. He said, it has seen all the old habits. All the old habits. And the things of life has been what? Drowned. Amen. It has been drowned in the Red Sea. You know, something that, you know, when you see a man that is drowning, it is terrible, my brother, my sister. Seriously. Amen. Amen. When you see someone drowning, never pray that you see such a situation. Praise God. It's really very, very. And all these things, our old habits and life, has been drowned. Amen. Aren't you happy about that?
Amen.
Yes, sir. And he said the taskmasters that drove us through the bar rooms, and to the cocktail parties, they are all what? They are all drowned. Amen. Amen. All the things that normally will just kick you like me. When it kicks me, I had to be at a stadium. Praise God. See, that was my taskmaster. When he whips me, straight away I put on my jersey, everything. Off, I'm in the field, going to play football. Praise God. Whilst the message books my brother has brought to me, I just packed them neatly into my shelf. Never touching it. It has become a painted fire. Amen. See, painted fire, when you sit by a painted fire, when it is cold, and then you paint a hideous fire, and you sit by it, you die. You never feel what? What?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So my message book I put in the shelf all becomes what? It had become a painted fire. Whilst real fire was in. If I had taken them and what? Read them. Those fire would have what? Made me what? A man of real fire. Praise God. And so my taskmaster, oh, who always beat me and straight away I had to go and play football. He's what? He's drowned. Amen.
Amen.
And he said he has seen all that drowned. Like Pharaoh and his horses. How Pharaoh and his horses got drowned. That's the way how all your habits, all your ways, your former things and other. All has all your taskmasters, all have been what? All have been drowned. Amen. Just like Pharaoh and his chariots and horses, all of them got drowned. Amen. That is what? So we are talking about what? The result of what? Decision. Amen. You have taken that power of decision to what? To make a crossover. And then look at the results that are coming for you. Amen. All your former past, God makes sure when you cross the Red Sea, all had been what? Drowned. When you accepted Christ and went through baptism, all has what? All has been drowned. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, what a wonderful decision that you and I have taken. Amen. And then they did what? They were following the angel of the covenant. That is the Holy Spirit. Amen. Because they knew that they were on their road to a great land. Do you have that in you? That you are journeying to a great land?
Amen.
Amen. Said, that will be here. Okay. He said, that will be as we are marching towards what? The millennium. Right now we are marching towards the millennium. Amen. Yeah, praise God. So, now we go to consider the privileges. They are there for us. Because these people, these children of Israel, when they were in the wilderness, they had a lot of privileges, my brother. Amen. And only they were not making use of that privileges. Only they were doubting. Amen. Provoking God. That's the way we are not going to take. We are going to take the ways of Joshua and Caleb. So we are Joshua's and Caleb's. There were a lot of privileges. All the privileges God gave to the children of Israel when they left Egypt through the wilderness to the promised land. They are there right for us. Amen. But probably we are missing. We are missing. Oh, what a privilege that we forfeit. We sing that song. What a friend we have in Jesus, you see. How we forfeit a lot of things because we don't God take it to prayer. Amen. We are forfeiting a lot of privileges only because maybe we don't know them. But they are there for us, brethren. Praise God. Now, coming to even the scripture that we just read, our text. It said, and the Lord went before them by day. This is one of the privileges. In a pillar of cloud. To lead them the way. That is what you are in now. The Lord is leading you on the path of righteousness. Amen. Amen. And then the pillar of fire to give them light. Oh, yes, sir. So day and night, he is always keeping the children of God. So one privilege that day and night, your Lord is keeping you. Amen. That's the reason that we got to know all this and then we know how to thank him and give all the glory to him. Because day and night, he said, that as in you get in Psalm 121, he said, the Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade upon your right hand. See? He said, the sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. Said, the Lord shall what? Shall preserve you from all evil. The Lord shall preserve your souls. The Lord will preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. Amen. Keeping you day and night. That's why David again said, I will walk through the valley of shadow of death. I will not fear no evil because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Amen. Keeping us, that's our privilege. As long as you have taken the decision, that power of decision to cross over. Oh, yes, sir. All these are there for you, my brother. So we got to know how we got to thank our Lord. Amen. And now let's look at another privilege. Have we considered this also? He said, there was a rock that followed them, which always gave them what? Water when they are dying of thirst. There was always what? A rock to give them fountains of what? Water. And the scripture says that rock that followed them was what? Was Christ. Amen. Oh, my brother, the fountain of life. Let's consider these things, brethren. Don't say that they are, after all, okay, unbelievers all, they are also what? They are also receiving. Yes, sir. So the rains will fall upon the just and the unjust. But in the end, we shall know the end of each one. Amen. Amen. He supplies us what? All our needs, gives us water to drink. Praise God. These things, brethren, when you get down to pray, thank the Lord. Lord, I thank you for even giving me water to drink. Praise God. These are the privileges they were enjoying. Look at in a dry desert land, they were what? Receiving what? The fountain of life. Amen. That's why there's the same thing here. Not the physical water, but we are receiving something in this dry land. Amen. This place, dry land. When we say dry land, that means there is no word, there is no truth of the word of God. Amen. No truth. Today, well, when I hear that they've given some name to this city, that is the city of rainbow. I don't know whether it's true. Praise the Lord. Huh? And if you are living in a city of rainbow, what do you receive? What can you get? But praise be to God. There is always somewhere you go to receive the fountain of life. That's why even we are seated here this evening. Oh, something that will keep you towards the kingdom of God. Oh, yes, sir. When you go out there, you cannot receive anything, my brother. Amen. So they were receiving what? Fountain of life. Now let's look at something here. They had the privilege of what? Yes, sir. They had the privilege of healing. Amen. Healing was their what? Healing was children's bread for them. It was there only because of their unbelief. They had to fall sick. Praise God. Let me read something from the prophet here. They had the privilege of what? A healing power. Okay. He said, we found out they needed what? Healing. They needed healing. They had a doctor with them, which was Moses. Dr. Moses. Amen. You know, Moses really was a real doctor. Think he had around 2 million people out there with him. That's children apart. Praise God. 2 million people. And then the prophet said, how many babies were born every 24 hours? How many people were hurt and sick and had bad cold and so forth? Then the prophet said, if there is some doctors here tonight, amen. Thank God there is a doctor here tonight. So, doctor, 2 million people, you are the only one. 24 hours, you know, look at the number of births. What are you going to do? Cold, flu, here, everywhere. Just imagine this. Praise God. 2 million people, children apart. So, Madam Doctor, what will you do? Only you. What are you going to do? Can you contain? No, sir. Oh, praise God. But there was a privilege for them, my brother. The Bible said, if there are some doctors here tonight, we ought to look in Dr. Moses' medicine cabinet and see what is there. Oh, praise God. We got to see, we got to look in Dr. Moses' medical cabinet and find out just exactly what kind of remedy he had. Don't you think that? The prophet asked, don't you think that? He kept 2 million people on the go. And I love this one. And there wasn't a feeble one among them. Yes, sir. There wasn't what? A feeble one amongst them. If we will accept that same privilege, there wouldn't be a feeble one amongst us here. In any situation. No, sir. Praise God. And when they came out of it, 40 years long, say, doctor, you ought to look in what? In his medicine kit and find out what he had. Let's do it. Then the prophet asked, would you like to look into it? And he said, the congregation said, amen. They were applauding. Yeah, everybody wants to look into what? Moses' medical kit. What was in there that he was able to keep these 2 million people And there was not one feeble amongst them. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, praise God. Do you want to hear it also?
Amen.
Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, praise God. All right. All right. We'll just look over and see Moses and see what Moses had. Here it is. Moses opens up his medical kit, and what is there? Oh, yes, sir. I am the Lord that healeth thee.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
When he opens his medical kit, what was there? I am the Lord that healeth your diseases.
Amen.
Oh, there is a song. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. I've sent my word, and I heal your disease. I am the Lord, your healer. Amen.
Amen.
That was Moses' word, medicine. Amen.
Amen.
I am the Lord that healeth thee. That's all he had. Amen.
Amen.
That's all he needed. I am the Lord that healeth all thy diseases. And that's all the medicine he needed. And he practiced that too. He practiced it. Amen. That's the correct English for doctors. They practice what? Yeah, some practice surgery, some practice the children that is obstetrician or what? Huh? All these different angles of medicine. Praise God! And so Moses also was practicing what? I am the Lord that healeth thee. Oh yes, sir. Let us all practice the same. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's all practice it. I'm a doctor, and my medicine is what? I am the Lord that healeth all your diseases.
Amen.
Oh, Satan will take flight immediately.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Every morning, just drink that one. Huh?
Amen.
Amen. When you are sick, when you don't feel well, take your cup. Bless it. I am the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I've claimed my own healing.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I am the Lord that healeth thee. Let's practice it. Because he said Moses practiced that. Oh, I love the prophet. Amen. The way how he puts is, you know that it is what? This is the Holy Spirit. This is God speaking. Amen. So, one time, the children of Israel, in one of their disobedience to the Lord, see, they disobeyed God. They provoked God. So God said, okay, you hold on. Praise the Lord. You hold on. He sent what? Serpents amongst them. It started beating them, and they were dying in their numbers. Hallelujah. And Moses cried unto the Lord. Moses cried. Amen. And that is what, as we heard last Sunday, that the children of God, that's the way we got to do. We got to cry. So that we receive. Amen. Because if you take a bell and put behind a small alien, he will just die of hunger. He wouldn't know how to what? Ring the bell. But the only thing God has, God's way, that's got to be followed.
Amen.
To cry. So children of God cry. So Moses cried. And God said, okay. Apply the medicine to them. Amen.
Amen.
And the medicine, he said, okay, I want to assure them that they have sinned. Amen. They have sinned. But I want to assure them that that sin they've sinned is judged. Amen. The sin is what? It's judged. So make what? A brass serpent. Make a brass serpent. And that brass serpent represents what? Represent Christ. So people don't understand why God had to make a serpent represent what? Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Brass is what? Brass means judgment. Amen. And then the serpent in the Garden of Eden was judged. Amen. In the Garden of Eden, the serpent was judged. And so, the serpent, brass serpent, means sin has been what? Judged. Praise God. Your sins have been what? Judged. Amen. Because the serpents were biting them, which is a what? A type of what? Sin. Amen. And now that serpent raised in a brass form is what? Sin has been what? Judged. Amen. And so the same also when Christ also was raised. Christ was made as a sinner for us. Christ was made sin for us. Amen. And so when in the wilderness, all that you could do if you have been bitten by one of these serpents, you look at what? The brass serpent that has been what? Hanged on a pole. The prophet said the pole signifies the cross. When you look at it, amen, you will live. When you look at the brass serpent and believe that, oh, sin, my sins have been what? Judged. Praise God. The same also when we go to what? We have Christ to look onto. And then we see him as one who has taken our sins and nailed it on the cross. Then our sins are also what? Forgiven. Amen. So, God made what? Made Moses to apply, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Amen. And that was what? A type of Christ. The brass serpent was a type of Christ. I've taken away, I've judged sin, I've taken away that sin from among you. If only you look. When you look, you live. Amen. Let's see something here. He said, so when he had placed Moses, he said, let's take a symbol of that. First thing, the brass serpent represents Jesus himself. Because the serpent represented sin already what? Judged from the Garden of Eden. And Jesus was made sin for us, knowing no sin. The brass was the serpent. The brass that the serpent was made out of what? Represented divine judgment. Brass means divine judgment. Amen. So, as many that will look at that brass serpent, their sins, the bite that you have received, the sin that has you have received is what? Is forgiven. The same also a type of Christ who have taken our sins. He has been made sin for us and then nailed on the cross. And if we will look unto him, we will also what? We will also live. And the same thing also when in the Old Testament, the brazen altar also is made of what? Built by in brass form. And when you bring your sacrifice, amen, it's put on this. And then you put your hand on it. The animal is killed and the blood flow upon this brass altar. Amen. This brazen altar. And for which is a sign of what? Your sins have been what? Have been taken away. Praise God. So brass always represents what? Judgment. Amen. So, now, they looked on it. He said, let me read that one. He said, the pole, of course, was the cross. And the brass serpent couldn't pray for anyone. They looked at the brass serpent and lived. Look and live. And that's the type of Christ. If we could look at the type, we will live. How much more ought we also look at? Amen. If you look at the brass serpent, you will live. Then how much more ought we to look at the antitype, Jesus himself, and also what? Live. Amen. Let us look unto Jesus, because he has taken our sins and nailed it upon the cross. Amen. So before we pray, let me just read one this thing before we get into prayer. The prophet said, your faith contacting God brings results. So now your faith, now get yourself ready now. Your faith now, when it contacts God, it brings what? Results. Jesus said when he died, he was wounded for our transgressions. And with his stripes, we were healed. Then there is no man that can save you. Amen. Amen. Jesus already done it. You've got to accept it. Amen. Amen. He has already done it, and you just got to accept it. And he said, your faith, when it contacts God, all that you are looking for, you will surely receive. Amen. Amen. Because he had paid every price. Just believe that you have looked unto him and have believed that he has taken all your sins and nailed it on the cross. You are no more a sinner. Amen. You are perfect before him. So let your faith now contact him. He said it will bring the results. Amen. He said a preacher can preach to you, but he is not a savior. He just helps. That's all. Help you to see what God has already done for you. Amen. A preacher cannot give you all what is upon your heart. All that he can do is do what? Is to help you. For you to see what God has already done for you. Amen. You see, just like as we were talking about the chick that is inside an egg. Amen. See, the mother's hen just sleep over these eggs to create an atmosphere. Amen. To create warmth over the eggs. To make it what? Reach a situation whereby the chick which is inside is not the mother who breaks the egg, but the chick that is inside how to what? Find its way out. The mother hen only does what? Just create that atmosphere. Praise God. So a preacher just create what? That atmosphere. Praise the Lord. And then you have the revelation of it. You grasp it, and there you go. Then whatever you ask, it comes your way. Amen. Then you come out from your situation. He said, it's yours at asking. The prophet is saying this, that it is yours at the asking. But the first thing you have to do is make sure you have crossed over. Amen. Said, you can't stay over there in the wilderness and expect to get it. Make sure you have what? Crossed over. And I believe all of us have crossed over. Amen. We've crossed over from our ways. That means even as you come to his presence, my brother, all other things are what? Behind. All other things are just behind. Your focus is what? Is on him. Amen. Don't think about any other thing again. Don't look at any circumstances, but just believe that right now you are just going to raise your faith to contact him. Not looking at anything, no doubts, because you have moved from doubts to faith. Amen. So don't allow any doubts to come. Is that, so this thing can... No, sir. Praise God. Amen. So the thing is what? You raise your faith now to contact him. And he said, you will get the results. Amen. You don't look at any other circumstances. Don't look at anything. So that's how he said, unless you cross over. And so we need to cross over. Crossover means we have left our own ways, our own thinking, all that has gone, all disappointments and all, everything just forgotten. As Paul said, amen. I leave all these things behind me and look forward and press on towards the mark. Amen. Yes, sir. He said, when you are in the other side, see, he was talking about the wilderness. Some people came to what? To the borderline. Instead of what? Crossing over into what? Into the promised land. Some went and came back that we cannot take the place. But Joshua and Caleb, they brought evidence. Amen. Amen. And we have evidence today. We have evidence, we have proof that the word of God is true. That all things are possible to them that believe. We believe that. Amen. And we believe that nothing can separate us from the love of God. All these scriptures, all these sayings from the Lord, all is filled in our heart. And when you begin to open your mouth, it's no more you, but the Spirit of God now crying for the very thing that the Lord wants for you. Want to see in your life. Amen. And you are not going to ask anything. That the purpose of it is to what? Is to consume it upon your own lust. But something you are asking that will glorify his name. Amen. Amen. Whatever you are asking, the purpose of it, because the prophet said, anything you are asking, you have to tell the Lord, Lord, I'm asking for this purpose. Amen. Amen. And he knows your heart. Tell him the purpose for which you are asking for those things. And that purpose must be what? Something that will glorify his name. Oh, praise God. Amen. And so now when you lift up your faith now, oh, he said to contact him. He said, whatever you are desiring, he said, you will get the results. Amen. Oh, brother, if you are living in the borderline tonight, come over. Come over. Cross over, Jordan. It's wonderful. He said, there are what? Great big grapes over here. We got the initial evidence. Oh, that he answers prayer. Amen. We have the evidence that he does what? He answers prayer. Amen. We have the evidence that when even there is no promise, our faith can bring the results. Just like that woman with what, the blood issue, had no promise, but her faith brought the results. Praise God. And so that is when he said, if you are still at the other side of the wilderness, cross over into where the grapes are so great and so big. Oh, hallelujah. Got some Joshua's and Caleb's that went over the border and brought back the evidence. And they said, that's a good land. Amen. Every promise that God made is here. Every promise God made is here. The full gospel. Amen. The full Bible. The divine healing. Rejoicing. Happiness. Peace. Everything that the Bible promised. Every fruit is in the land. Is here tonight. Oh, praise God. Oh, will you lift up now your faith to contact him tonight? Praise God. And then we will sing that song. We've pulled our tent from what? From Egypt land. Amen. We have crossed over. Amen. Are you ready to sing that song? And then carry your faith to contact him tonight. And let your request be made known unto him. Oh, yes. He promised. Faith says God said so. And that settles it. Praise God. Yeah, my sister just give us that as we're going to sing that song. Let's stand. Oh, hallelujah. Where is Max? I don't know how to sing this song very well. Let's start from the chorus. Amen. So everybody sing now because your son leader doesn't know how to sing it. Amen. Everybody sing. It's no more pain down there in ages land. You see me no more than I'm living another land. Oh, my tent is no more big. Down there in ages land, you see me no more than I'm living another land. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come far to save the Lord. 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 By grace to save the Lord. By grace to save the Lord. Praise the Lord. We need to really, look, we are going to pray tonight. Amen. We are going to pray tonight and we need to real fire in this song because we mean what we are saying. He said the power of what? Decision. Amen. That's what he preached first, the power of decision. And then the following day, he preached what? The results of decision. Amen. The results of decision. So we are going to receive the results of what? Coming out from Egypt. Amen. The results, we have already heard them. That I am the Lord that healeth thee. Amen. Can we ask our precious brother Mike here to come and lead us? Praise God. Hallelujah. Give a little power here. Amen. My brother, okay, yeah, take a... Amen. Yeah? This song.
Oh.
Amen. Let's not put on
by
fire.
By faith we serve the Lord. My tent is no more faith. Down there in Egypt land, you see me no more there. For I live in another. Oh, my tent is no more faith. fear. The daily day blood, you see me no more there. For I live in another. Oh, alleluia. 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 Alleluia, 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 oh, alleluia, alleluia. Oh, my tent is no more pain. Now there is a plan, you see me no more there. For I live in another. Oh, my tent is no more fit. Now there is a plan, you see me no more there. For I live in another. Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Our tent has been moved out of Egypt. Hallelujah. We've made a crossover, and we have seen all the privileges that God laid before the children of Israel when they came out. Oh, we saw how he says what? There was the pillar of fire. Amen. He said, and the Lord went before them by day in the pillar of clouds to lead them on the way. And by night, the pillar of fire to give them what? Light. That privilege. We are what? We are enjoying tonight. Amen. And when they needed water, oh, there was always what? The fountain of life to give the people water. That privilege we are receiving all the time. Oh, we come here, we receive the fountain of life. Oh, praise God. We are living in a dry land, but here it is. Oh, fountain of life flowing. We pay for nothing. Hey, praise God. And then, oh, he was there. Dr. Moses opened his medicine kit, and there the medicine he applied to the people. He said, not one feeble was found amongst them. Amen. Amen. When that medicine was applied, not one person, a feeble person, was found amongst them. And that medicine was what? I am the Lord that healeth thee. Oh, praise God. Amen. Yes, sir. So no one must be feeble amongst us in every situation, every condition. All these privileges, they are there for us tonight. Now he says, let your faith now touch me. Let your faith now contact me. Oh, we have left everything behind. Egypt is behind us. All our ways are behind us. It is God's way that is in our hands tonight. And now we are going on God's way. Oh, praise God. Oh, yes, sir. So what is on your heart tonight? Amen. Just tell the Lord and say, Lord, I claim it tonight because you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he said he will continue to do it to the end. He said, hear it here. He said, an unchanging God with an unchanging ways. What he did in the first, he will have to keep on doing it until it is done to the last time. He will never change. The same yesterday, today, and forever. And so now, what is on your heart? Let your faith now contact him. Because he's here. Oh, we've left. We've crossed over. We've crossed over. Pray and ask. Put everything before him. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will meet you wherever you are. Whatever is on your heart, he will meet you now. He will meet you now. He said, let your faith contact me. Contact me. Praise God. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am, I changeth not. Oh, yes. Here I am. Here I am to give unto you your heart desires. Your heart desires. As long as you believe. As long as. Oh, because my word says all things are possible. All, not some. All things are possible to them that believe. Oh, tell the Lord, Lord, yes, I believe. Yes, I believe. And you said it, you promised it. I believe it, Lord. I believe it. Oh, yes. I've drawn all my ways. I've kept them back in Egypt land. Oh, my tent is no more pitch there. Wrestle with him. Wrestle like Jacob wrestled with him. Till he blesses you. Continue to wrestle with him. Oh, yes, sir, Lord. Tonight, we wrestle with you, O Lord. We wrestle with you. And as you bless Jacob, that's what we believe tonight. The Lord, you have blessed us. You have changed our situation. You have changed our condition. As you did for Jacob, you have done it for us tonight also. You've changed every situation. You've changed every condition. You've changed, Lord Jesus. All that had not gone well, Lord. We believe the Lord. You've changed them. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Who is like unto you, Lord? Oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus. We bless you. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord. Glory be to your name. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Every promise in this book is mine. Oh, every chapter, every verse, every line. Oh, I am trusting in his love divine. Oh, every promise in this book is mine. Oh, every promise in the book is mine. And we've claimed it tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Every chapter, every verse, every line. Yes, they are for us, Lord. We've claimed them, Lord. Oh, I am trust. Yes, Lord. We trust. We believe that our utterances will never return to us void. Because, Lord, you changeth not. Oh, yes. Every promise in this book is mine. Oh, every chapter, every verse, and every line. Oh, I am trusting in his love divine. Oh, every promise in this book is mine. Oh, brother, begin to find a song that will sing to close. Every promise in this book is mine. Brother Mike, start looking for a song that we will use to close. Chapter, every verse, every line. Oh, I am trusting in his love divine. And every promise in this book. Let us just remember our pastor and the family, and as many that aren't here, those who have traveled, let's remember them in prayer. It nearly escaped us. Let us just remember them in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, many of our brethren, they have traveled, Lord. And even our pastor traveled to Scotland and is on his way back, oh God. Lord, we commit all of them into your hands. As many that are not present tonight, Lord, Oh, Lord Jesus, we know the blessings that we have received tonight to God. Oh, to be their portion also, Lord Jesus. Father, we pray the Lord, if there is anyone sick amongst us, we thank you the Lord, we have Moses. We have Moses. Oh, medicine kit, that I am the Lord that healeth all your diseases. And Father, we apply it to God. We are practicing it, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we know that there wouldn't be anyone feeble amongst us, Lord Jesus. We believe it to God. Oh, we claim in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we want to pray for our children also. Let's pray for the children also. Lord, we commit the little ones to God into your hands. The Lord Jesus to God. Even as the church with one mind, one heart, Lord Jesus, seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Oh, to sweep over this church, Lord. Even Father, so we commit all our children also into your hands, O God. That Father, let your Holy Spirit sweep over them. Let the pillar of fire, even as he kept the children of God through the journey, O Father, let the pillar of fire always, Lord Jesus, be their guide, O Lord. Protect them, O Lord Jesus, against the evils of this world. Oh, Lord, we bring them before you, God, that they will grow in your presence and be real vessels, Lord, unto thy glory. In your hands, Lord, we commit all of them, God. Oh, we thank you once again in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this evening. The Lord, we know that we have a God that answers prayer. And we believe the Lord. Every utterance, every request tonight is already answered in Jesus' name. That's our faith. We believe it, Lord. We believe it. And we will come back, Lord, to give testimony to the glory of your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you. Yeah, Brother Mike, come on, just give us one song.
I have a short chorus to sing. You're not very much coming with that, but it's very short. Let's learn it. It goes this way. Lord, you so good. You so good, Lord. You are kind. Oh, my Lord. You are wonderful. My Lord, you are excellent. So four words. Oh Lord, you so good. You so good, Lord. You are kind. My Lord, you are wonderful. My Lord, you are. The next verse goes like this. Excellent is thy name. Is thy name. Excellent is thy power. My Lord, you are wonderful. My Lord, you are excellent. Oh, excellent is thy name. Is thy name excellent? Is thy power? Oh, my Lord, you are wonderful. My Lord, you are. One more time. Oh, Lord, you're so good. You're so good, Lord. You are kind. My Lord, you are wonderful. My Lord, you are as. One more time. Oh Lord, you're so good. You're so good, Lord. You are kind. My Lord, you are wonderful. Oh my Lord, you are
Excellent, excellent is thy name, is thy name. Excellent is thy power, my Lord. You are wonderful, my Lord. You are excellent, excellent is thy name, is thy name. Excellent is thy power, my Lord. You are wonderful, my Lord. You are excellent. Amen. Oh, Lord is so good. Lord is so kind. Lord is so wonderful. Lord is so excellent. And we give you all the glory. We thank you. We bless you. How many love him?
Amen.
How many believe that tonight our every request has been answered? Yes. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Faith knows one thing. God said so. And that settles it. Brother Wilmore, come and close us in prayer.
Oh, Heavenly Father, once more, Lord, we would like to thank you for your grace and your mercy. Lord, in the ministering of the word in such simplicity as even other people would call it stupidity. But Father, you have come and you have reminded of us, Lord, of the things that you have done before. And Lord, it comes into our minds to know also that, Father, all the things that happened then were shadows and types
yes.
of the things that you would do for us, Lord. Even as it says, Lord, that, Father, we are Israel spiritually.
Amen.
Lord, we are so glad that, Father, the story of our lives is already written.
Amen.
It shows us, Lord, where we began in Egypt. And it shows us where we ended up, Lord, in the promised land.
Amen.
Father, and there is not any amount of demons tonight
yes.
that could ever stop us from
in
possessing
Jesus' name.
That promised land.
Amen.
For you are the captain, Lord, of the hosts
Amen.
Of heaven. And you have already conquered the sons of
That's
Amalek.
Right.
You have already conquered the giants that had been
yes.
occupying
Jesus.
The promised land. Lord, oh God, you have sent your mighty Joshua
Amen.
Who has conquered the land, Lord. And now we are just going in to possess, Lord,
Amen.
The things that you have promised us. What more could we fear, Lord?
Yes.
There's nothing that could ever make us afraid. There's nothing that could make us doubt.
Amen.
Only the enemy that had been bluffing and lying to us for many years. But Lord, we are so glad that your word came and it
Amen.
Has exposed the enemy
yes.
and his strongholds have been destroyed in
yes.
our lives
Amen.
And we have been set free, Lord, to go and possess
Amen.
The land. May you help us, O God, that, Father, we doubt no more in our hearts,
Amen.
But that we hold on to faith, knowing,
Amen.
Lord, that, Father, what you said will come to pass.
Amen.
Even heaven and earth itself
Amen.
Would come to pass. Would come and pass away, Lord, but your word would stay. We are believing in it tonight, Father, that what you promised will happen. If there be any tonight, Lord, that are sick, we believe that they are healed by the preaching of the word. Lord, any that are weak, Lord, and tired, we believe that they have been strengthened. We believe, oh God, by the preaching of the word, that they have been encouraged, Lord. Father, we are now going to possess, Lord, that encouragement. We are going to possess that healing more so, Father. We are believing tonight, Father, if there be any that are hungering and thirsting after righteousness, we are believing that they have been filled, Lord, with thy Holy Spirit as you
yes,
promised.
Lord, yes.
Father, we are believing also that if there be any that are having, Lord, material needs, Lord,
Amen.
That you have supplied for every one of their
Amen.
Needs, may you grant it, O God. We are only now under expectation to
yes.
hear of the testimonies of the great
Lord,
things
yes,
that have been accomplished, Lord, by the power of decision
Amen.
That has been made by your people.
Yes,
O God, let there be mighty testimonies that would glorify not any man, but only thy holy name, O
God. We commit it all into your hands, Father. Bless us as we go home. Bless our brother Maxwell. Restore unto him, Lord, the strength and the virtue. And we pray, Lord, for journey mercies for every person in here, Lord, that you keep them safe, Lord, from the lies of the enemy. Lord, help us never to believe him, Lord, but, Father, to doubt him and to believe only thy word. Bless our brethren that are not here. Lord, oh God, may it be, Lord, that when we would meet on Friday, Lord, we'll just carry on from where we left off, Lord. Father, until we enter again into that presence, we commit everything to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Amen.
God bless you. Let's sing just one chorus.
Talking about his good work, feeling so much better. Talking about the Lord. Oh, let's go on, let's go on. Talking about his good work, let's go on, let's go on. Talking about the Lord. The devil, he don't like it. Talking about his good ways. The devil, he don't like it. Talking about the Lord. Oh, let's go on, let's go on.